Blog Talk Radio.
Not worth a damn, but nobody cares, so what the hell?
Well, I would care if I knew what the problem was. But I tell you what, man, it's weather up here, it's psycho over here in New Mexico.
unfortunately, we're not seeing any of that down here. It's still warm and muggy.
Well, it's like 38 degrees right now up here, so it's like burst. So I've been inside all day, keeping myself nice and warm.
Turn on that damn fan and blow some of that shit down this way.
right. So, but anyhow, tomorrow we got 9/11 coming up. Remembering 9/11, where we were all out and everything, and got some information that came over intel that we're going to talk about. Me and Russell were talking about it yesterday and stuff. So Virgil said he can't call in because he's on the road, so he apologized for that. We do got Carmelita right here with us. What's up, Carmelita? Or is this Christopher?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, brother? I know you're on a plane getting ready to go up to Portland and stuff.
I got about 30 minutes before I got to book in, mate. But yeah, I'm flying again out of town.
You're flying again, huh? So, hey, Russell, this is Christopher, the guy I was telling you about from the Pro Boys up there that's been going after in Portland and everything. And they can give us some details and everything that's going on. I don't know if you heard. They caught 6 Antifa members up at Gorgon with arson up there already, starting fires.
Hey,
I don't know if you heard about that.
Hey, Joe, yeah. do something with your mic there, brother. You're all Kim Canny again.
How's that?
That seems to be better.
Oh, okay. I just had to turn it down. But anyway, I was watching the live feed that Christopher was doing about a week ago and everything, and when I was studying, he got knocked down with a brick, hit him right in the throat, and he got back up, got in it, and whooped some ass. So, but I was like, got to have that guy on the show. So, but anyhow, you know, but with the intel that we're getting, I'm hearing we're buzzing in Tampa right now at the North Carolina. There's a busload up there. We got a busload down here that's been here for the last couple of days, but I think we fucked them up today and everything. So, but I'll give you some details on that later. But tell us what's going on this weekend. I mean, what's the plans down there?
Well, I mean, I'm not headed out to Portland this weekend. That'll be the 26th. We all plan to go back out there after our good friend Jay got killed out there, and then our brother Shane got they tried to kill him. They hit him with a car. He's currently in the hospital in ICU with a brain bleed.
Right.
A couple fractures. We're headed out this weekend. We're headed out to our yearly meetup, our national meetup in Vegas. We go out there every year, and everybody meets in Vegas. It's just a party for us.
Right. So, but yeah, because, you know, this is getting ridiculous. I know we're all fed up with all this bullshit and everything, and they are being buzzed in different cities and everything. So there's a plan, like me and Russell was talking about this last night and a couple of days ago. This is planned out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last time we were out there, we went out there because those folks wanted to have that Back to Blue Support the Police rally, and as Proud Boys, we go to things like that, man. We go as security. We're not there to actually fight. You know, our motto is we don't lay hands unless hands are laid on us. You know, we don't start
right.
or finish it, but we pretty much
right.
were putting a buffer between, you know, the normal people and the idiots, because, you know, normal people just can't handle that chaos
right.
for some older people to handle. We're a little more adapted to dealing with the idiots.
Oh, I know. I was kind of freaking out when I was seeing that live feed, how everything was going down and everything and stuff. But we're getting ready to have the same thing up here start tomorrow. They're doing a Blue Lives Matter rally for the police officers up here, and this is why they're coming in over here on us and everything. But I was talking to Sheriff Mars. And then everything, he said, you know, I think you're violating New Mexico health codes. He goes, you should give the state police a call because they're hanging out over here at Premier Theaters, which is an abandoned theater and everything. So that's where they're hanging out at if they're in Rio Rancho. So all of this made the phone call.
You've seen on that live feed, that's a typical Proud Boy rally in Portland. I mean, that's just an average fucking rally there. It really is.
Right.
That's my fifth trip out there. The next one will be number 6. So I've been out there a few times, and it's just a
really
important.
Right. Well, according to intel I got in North Carolina, there is a busload there, and we have 20 busloads and more coming in over here. What are you hearing on your end, Russell? Are you getting any of this down there?
No, they don't come down here and fuck around in Texas. They'll get their ass lit up. We had that kid in Austin, figured he was going to point his weapon at some cars and stop him because he's a big, bad, anti-spy, Call of Duty, Halo fucking warrior.
You're talking about Gary Foster.
He got dropped like a cheap rug. Got stacked like a cheap rug. So, no, we don't have much trouble with them down here because wherever they show up, there'll be plenty of armed patriots there and nothing better than a stateside CK.
Right, right. See, we were saying the same thing about New Mexico is out here, you know, people are lifting the hood out there. The gang members out here is going to fuck them up. They don't see it coming, but we do. You know, and everything. So that's where they're going to mess up at tomorrow when they start their bullshit and everything. But you know, but also, like I said, this is all coordinated because you were seeing these fires in different parts of the state that was all arson, except for that one that was a gender neutral party that started that fire. But, you know, but they're catching these, and they're all Antifa members, every one of them.
Yeah, yeah, story went out at one point. There was a story that went out that five Proud Boys got arrested for arson, and then people started digging away. Now, even the sheriff said, no, that's false. That's false. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew it was false. We don't start fires. We don't burn shit down.
Right.
Now, I did on the 5th, September 5th, there were 58 rioters arrested. And one of the ones that was one of the girls that was arrested happens to be the top aide for the head house Democrat in Portland or in Oregon.
Yeah, I saw that. She came out today. She got arrested. So there you go.
that was a major hit right there. Cause that shows who's backing them.
Right. The rest of the guys, anything you want to ask or talk about or? Do you have
something
you
want
to discuss?
No, not as far as Antifa or anything like that, or BLM. There's no secret to anybody. They're just going to keep pushing their bullshit, and we're not going to throw punches with them. We're just going to stack their fucking asses. So, have y'all choose to deal with it, go right ahead and stuff. I'm more interested in the military part of this coup that's coming up. We talked about that a little bit the other day or texted about it.
Right.
Or something. Yeah.
Right. I know there was a JAG officer, a former JAG officer, I think he and Carmelita did a YouTube video of it. And they're talking possibly a military coup against the president and everything. And this would involve Colonel Powell, Mattis, and, you know, some of these high generals up there and everything.
McNichols, and man, it so breaks my heart to say this, man, because I love General Mattis. I thought he was a stand-up guy. He would stand on his oath. And when it turned out that he'd sold his soul to the IMC and the elitist, man, honestly, guys, it broke my fucking heart. I kid you none whatsoever. Man.
What's your thought on that, Christopher? I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm with y'all, you know, man. I mean, there's a lot of military people that backed Mattis, man. I mean, that was Mad Dog Mattis. Everybody had a lot of respect for him. I know military men that had a lot of respect for that man. But I'm
right.
Always seems to be a fox in the hen house. But I don't know, man. I don't think. I mean, they can attempt a military coup, but you got to understand these soldiers took an oath, and they every soldier has a right to disobey a direct order that is not.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a legitimate order, and attacking the president
right.
is deemed not a legitimate order and refuse to obey it.
Right.
Yeah, but Chris, something you've got to remember, that when I served and stuff like that, we were taught that from day one boot camp, that you have you do not have to follow an illegal order or one that goes against the Constitution, the president. Now, you got to remember, and I'm not disparaging these younger vets. I love them to death, man. They're war fighters, and most of them are good boys. But they have never been taught what an illegal order is. So there's, if their CO comes out there and says, load up, we're going to go shoot Americans. And this comes from people a lot smarter than me. They're saying that 50% of them will do it. And I hope to God that's not true.
And what I was like, Carlito was talking about earlier is that, you know, the military is divided too as well because, you know, they got these young generation of vets that are in there. But they ain't worth a shit because they haven't been trained like you, you Virgil. You know, the military's not traditional like it used to be. So it's all split up. And that's where I see it, the difference. You know, we talked about that for quite a long time. What do you say, Carmelita?
50% will turn on us. 50% will turn on us. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's just from being down here. I'm telling you right now, what I'm seeing, quite honestly, in the rules that the way they're changing, this is how I'm looking at things. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Because I'm looking at it from a strategic point of view, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking into consideration that the majority of these kids that have gone in the last few years or so, okay, they can't even pass an ASVAB test. Now you have these recruiters now lowering the scores in order to get these kids to pass. But they're still not passing. So you have a bunch of imbeciles getting waivers to get into the military that aren't even fit for the positions that they're being placed in. I can give you a fine example. There are individuals right now that are sitting in billets, and I'll prove it. I really don't care. I will prove it with numbers. They're sitting in billets, and they're not even MOSQ. Basically, and Gunny knows what that means. It means they're not MOS qualified. They've never gone to school. Their training NCOs haven't sent them to school, or they basically flunked out of school. So the military's got to fudge their numbers and keep these fucking imbeciles in these positions because they know damn well that the ones who actually stand up for the oath that they took to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, are the ones dropping out. And they're dropping out by the minute, guys. I kid you not. Those who are willing to stand up to this tyranny that's going on in place in our country right now are getting the hell out of the military, and that's exactly what they're doing. I was in total shock today when I spoke with a gentleman today, okay? He's the one who has a contract. He was given a contract by the military. His contract is that of a tattoo artist that can work on the base, all right? But he was given, and he was told this directly, all right? At no time is any active duty military personnel to have a tattoo on them that says, "We the people." If they do, it's considered racist. If they have a tattoo of the flag with the 3% symbol representing the war from 1776, that's gang related. And I have those tattoos. I have those tattoos and I wear them proudly.
Wow.
Yeah, I have both those tattoos.
And Carmelita.
Yes.
And that's what I was saying. I was saying that I figured about 50% too. And my thing is that most of these guys, and I didn't realize a couple of things you said there were as bad as they are, but these guys aren't even taught what an illegal order is anymore.
They don't know what it is, Gunny, and let me tell you what. I had the privilege of meeting the lady who owns the range today. This is all by chance. I met this woman today by chance. Her husband runs the range. They own the range where these kids come out to qualify. She said if these are the kids that you're sending out to war, they can't even hit the side of a barn. She says that's how bad they are. She says, and when the instructors try to tell them to, you correct them, they're like, well, we only have to qualify once a year anyway. That's all they're doing now. The Army is dummying down, just like the generations and the indoctrination camps of our children. Like I told my daughter, my grandchildren, they're going to be homeschooled. This is what it, this is exactly what they want. They want robots, but I'm telling you, what I have seen in the military so far, and I shit you not, the older people, yes, they're getting the fuck out, and they're saying, you know what, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die fighting for my country, but I'm going to go to my home state, and I'm going to stand up and fight. Do I believe in my heart that we're going to lose our country? No. Do I believe it's going to be a bloody-ass street fight out there? You bet your ass. It is. Me, well, my, myself.
Right.
Chris, thanks for calling in and have a safe trip. You too,
have
buddy.
A safe
thank
trip,
y'all
brother.
For having me. Y'all keep fighting, awesome, man. God bless.
Hit those light things up.
Well, who's leaving? Who's gone?
That's
oh,
Chris.
That
he was catching his plane. He had to catch his plane. But
oh, is that was Russell?
That was Chris from Proud Boys. That was up there in Portland.
No.
That was crazy bad.
But I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's
mm-hmm.
pathetic what is out there in the world today. It's pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling
oh,
you,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's saying they're going to do this and they're going to do that. It's going to be a bloody war, and people have got to come
mm-hmm.
to accept that for what it is.
Yep.
We have a tyrannical government. We have individuals out there that, you know, I mean, I'm telling you right now, if you were to go out there right now and try to find ammo in certain areas, you're not going to find it, guys. You're just not.
No.
People who have been preparing for the past several years, they knew it was going to come to this. And other people who, I mean, people knew it was going to come to this. I mean, you know, you guys knew it, okay? Let's
mm-hmm.
be honest. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you got the Proud Boys, okay? Here, we got the Proud Boys, for example, all right? They're a fraternity. They're a Christian-based, as far as I'm concerned, they're a Christian-based group, all right? And they are doing everything to fight, fight and stand up for what we believe in. But yet the media is crucifying all those who stand up for the Constitution. I
mm-hmm.
have never imagined in all my life two on you that says we the people, yet we the people is stated in the Constitution of the United States. This is
well,
not going to set it's not going to set well, guys. It's not going to set well.
Well, I don't know if you were listening earlier, Termalita, but I was just shocked. I came across and checking some stuff and followed up on it. And I tell you what, it absolutely crushed me. And and it's looking like the two people that are pulling the strings behind the military part of this coup is a man that I absolutely loved and thought the world of. And it just absolutely broke my heart. And that's Mattis and McNichol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mattis has been a part of this whole coup the whole time. That's why Mattis, when he, you know, everybody's, Mattis was part of this coup the whole time. I'm telling you right now. Everybody liked him because he was a badass out there in the field and everything. But you're damn right. Think about it. I mean, come on, Gunny. Think about how they make their money, okay? Trump
mm-hmm.
is trying to, he's trying to instill peace across our country. He's trying to get our troops to come home, you know,
mm-hmm.
get our troops.
Oh, yeah.
And because these wars, we shouldn't have been in some of these wars, and that's the truth.
Oh,
but they make money
yeah.
off of war.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what he was saying the other day.
Mattis and McNichol and a lot of the upper echelon generals and higher ranks, they are owned by the IMC. Was it all good in the beginning? Yeah, they were getting to build all kinds of new equipment. We were upgrading, and we were doing this, and we were doing that. But Trump believes in peace. It's not our job to be the world policeman, and he wants to bring our boys home. Well, guess what?
Exactly.
When that shit ain't getting destroyed, they ain't having to build more of it, and the stocks in their companies go down, and these generals that are owned by these fuckers are now having a conniption fit because the IMC is all over their ass going, hey, you know, what the fuck? And they're going, oh, it's true.
Yeah.
It's all money-making scheme. No, you're right. You're dead on. And I mean it. You're dead on, Johnny, because it's all a money-making scheme.
That's what Trump said the other day. He said that same thing.
It's a God-honest truth. It's a money-making scheme. The more wars we go to, the more money they get in our pockets. That's why it's the deep state. Because these generals, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Let me tell you what. The real Marines, they're getting out. They're getting out. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. The real soldiers, they're getting out. You should see the numbers dropping. And this, you look up the 101st. You call any recruiter. Call like 15 recruiters in 15 different states. They're going to tell you the same shit they tell me. We can't even get them in. Because they're sissies. They're baby down. These kids can't even fire a weapon. You and Madison saying, "Oh, I'm gonna build, you know, a strong force." You didn't build anything. You sold us out. You piece of shit. You sold us out. And let me tell you what. Another thing is, do not think for a moment. Just because they're retired, they can be held liable legally. Yes, they can. They can. If anybody has the balls, if they had a set of balls to go after these people and they know they're basically part of this treason, all the treason that's been taking place, they can lose their benefits. They lose everything. It comes to a halt. Not like it's really going to hurt their pockets anyway because of all the money they made off of all these soldiers who went downrange and fought these battles and lost their lives. Mm-hmm. Because why? Mm-hmm. Because they believed they were serving their country. That's why I said, you know, that's what pisses me off, okay? Because they always said we're expendable. No, we're not expendable. That's how I look at it.
You're spot on. You are spot on, Carmelita. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's been for decades, and I've talked about this in the past. And I'm gonna say it again and stuff like that. This started happening after World War II. World War II was the last war we flat out won. Okay, after that it became how long can we prolong the shit? Now human lives, maimed young men and women didn't mean a fucking thing to them, all right? That was just, you know, that was just a count. What was important were the conflicts sat as long as humanly possible for so they could make a ton of money. Let's go to Afghanistan. We whipped the world's ass. The whole fucking world's ass in 4 years. And you're going to tell me that we're going to get hung up in and amongst a bunch of fucking cave dwellers for 19 fucking years? Shit, man. Wow. So what are we doing right now over there? We're protecting the CIA's poppy field, period.
Exactly, and we're protecting that for Big Pharma because they need that poppy seed so they can push that opioid, and that's a big thing. Big Pharma doesn't make their money, and then everybody else that has their pockets in Big Pharma isn't going to get their money because you think about this. Why the hell, if we're over there, why the hell are we guarding poppy seeds to begin with? Yeah, bullshit. It's a game, I'm telling you. And the thing is, they don't want free thinkers like us. They don't want free thinkers like us, Gunny, or you, William, or Virgil. They don't want us that because they're like, they're the threat. That's why they deem us threats. Because, see, the old vets, okay, and the vets who are getting out, and even these younger vets, these vets that are 41, these vets that are 38, they know what the hell is going on. And they're like, you know what? Let me tell you what. If you think you're going to give me an order to go against American citizens, I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of that personnel, that military personnel, if they turn their weapon on an American citizen, you're going to see a lot of military personnel dead on their streets. I promise you. Because they're failing to realize that these veterans, they've been trained too. That's the problem with the damn government. The government's so stupid because they don't realize they put all this money, you put all this money into us to train us to kill, to train us to survive. And you think we're not going to utilize what you trained us to train other people? Because the biggest threat is our government.
Well, let me tell you something, Carmelita.
And
right on.
The whole time, of course, I was in the Corps, and then I did some other shit, stuff with the ABCs and stuff like that, South America and all that kind of stuff. And let me tell you, as a Forest Reconnaissance Marine, our standing secondary order, which never goes away until our oath expires, which is when we take our last breath, is that
exactly
in a case of an American, in a case of a crisis or an attack against the American people on our soil, regardless of who it comes from, we are trained. It is our duty. It is our standing orders to fall back and train the American people to resist. Am I wrong, Carmelita?
Exactly. You are absolutely right. And it stipulates that in the Constitution of the United States. And that is why I'm telling you, they're labeling us. They're like, it's, you know, it boggles my mind. But then again, it doesn't boggle my mind, okay? Because trust me, I was in, like I told everybody, they're using psychological warfare. We use PSYOPs in the military. So they're using the same form of PSYOPs that we utilized over there in countries that we were supposed to, you know, save, per se, okay? Uh-huh. And where we lost so many men and women. And then next thing you know, everybody's sitting around and they're mind blown, okay? Because they stay in front of this television, they're being spoon-fed all this bullshit, and they don't know how to just turn it off. It's like, turn it off, man. Look at what's happening here. And I'm telling you right now, people are trained. People are ready for what's coming. There's a hell of a lot of people ready. And that's what scares the living shit out of this government of ours, okay? The Democratic Party, these individuals being bussed in, and yes, they are being bussed in, even into North Carolina. They're being all bussed in, even in D.C. and shit. I'm telling you, this is not going to end the way they think it's going to end. They think, okay, we're going to steal the election, and everybody's going to go on to a new day. No, that's not how it works, buddy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but here's the thing that bothers me is that tomorrow is 9/11, and I think maybe some of the stuff is going to go down tomorrow because of the 9/11 anniversary. Because look, we got Antifa coordinating in these different states. So look where all these fires are starting at right now.
There's going to be riots. There's going to be a lot of riots tomorrow. Because I'm leaving out tomorrow. We're headed out tomorrow because kickstands are up at a certain time, and we're paying tribute to the fallen. And that's another thing that bothers me. You know how funny. How ironic that the Twin Towers gets hit and then everybody unifies and I see our flag raised high. Now everybody all of a sudden you're offended by our flag? Are you shitting me?
Right.
You're offended by it? And then some of the people I meet in the military, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not ashamed to say it, I look down on them. Yes, I do. I do look down on them because I know where they stand. I know that they are not serving our country for the right reasons, and I'll call you out on that. And that may bother someone, but I'm old school. You have to understand. I took an oath, and you know, either way, death's going to come for me, whether it's I'm 85 years old or whether I'm 58 years old. But at least I want to know that I stood up for what was right, what was just, and that I died taking my last breath fighting.
Sure.
For the very freedoms that so many young men and women have done before me. And I mean, I'm talking World War One and Two, and I mean, I'm not going to just stand by and allow my country to be overtaken by a bunch of little shitheads. They're probably making $25 an hour. I'm not going to do
it. Well, look what they're doing now in D.C. I mean, right now they're coming up Russia again. That's coming up again. Look at all this other shit they're coming up with. I mean, it's a distraction to keep our mind off of what's really going to happen. And I think it's
that's psychological warfare. That's psychological warfare. You got to understand. You got to keep. You keep moving the goalpost, guys. You keep moving the goalpost, William. That's what you do.
Right. Yeah.
If I'm wrong, guys, then my thinking is telling me, well,
one of y'all heard a word about the 9/11 tomorrow on anything?
None.
Nobody. I
None.
Hear some. but there's a little bit coming out about celebrating tomorrow. But I'm thinking with all this organization going on right now, like with NTS and BLM, like I said, we just have 20 buses in out here and more coming in. What the fuck's getting ready to happen tomorrow?
You know what? I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I don't give two fucks about Antifa or BLM, all right? They are not a fucking threat unless you're a coward and going to stand down and let them burn your town, all right? You stand up for those motherfuckers, and they fold up like a lawn chair. What you better be fucking concerned about is the fucking Obama secret army where all these billions of rounds of ammunition was bought. And nobody seen. I'm telling you what, man. There's gonna be mercs involved, man. And the first thing that's gonna happen is the Democrats gonna scream, "Oh!" And the UN's gonna come rolling in here. And let me tell you, I don't give a fuck how dumb the son of a bitch is holding the gun on that other side over there. All they have to do is get a lucky shot off. And Carmelita will tell you this. I don't care how badass you are or think you are. Sheer numbers can overwhelm you faster than anything else can. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're right.
He's absolutely right, and that's what it comes down. I'm telling you, and this is another thing. You got these people built, okay? And you tell me what you think, Gunny. All right, you have militias already stand, they're stood up, okay? And that's true. They're all over the place, okay? But you also have where Obama has allowed. When Obama was in office, think about it. He had 8 years, 8 years to get these individuals infiltrated within our states, okay? Whether it's in the Appalachian Trail, they are already infiltrated. Maryland alone has 21 cells. 21 cells. Okay? Mm-hmm. And this is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda camps, guys. Okay? Well, and if people would stop and pay attention, you got Arizona. They're up in the mountains up in Arizona. So we do not know. Exactly. We don't know what they're armed with. But the thing is, they underestimate us. Is there going to be blood in the streets? Yes. Do I believe in my heart that we are going to lose this battle? No.
No.
I'm saying no. Is it going to come at a cost? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. Yep. I believe that 110%. And most women would – I don't know how many women would speak up the way that I'm speaking up. I don't know. All I know is I believe country, I believe in what oath I took. I was never relieved of that oath. I know what it's like to be handed an American flag when, you know, I lost my 19-year-old son. I know what it's like to hear taps. I know what all that's like. But the fact remains, if we stand together as one and really know who's in your circle, because people are infiltrating these militias.
Yep.
And right and left, they're infiltrating these militias. And you also need to take another thing into consideration, too, is people have got to learn, look, you don't always have to be in charge. Tough shit. Mm-hmm. Suck it up, buttercup. Everybody brings something to the table. If that person has more knowledge than you, then so be it. They have more knowledge than you. You need a leader. And I believe whoever is the strongest leader, guess what? I'm not going to question that person. I'm not. Well, I'm going to follow their lead. And if I see them leading me in the wrong direction, then yes, I will speak up in regards to, hey, you know, I have a question. You know, I think, can I give a little input here? You know, I think there may be a better way, but I'm not going to just all of a sudden stand up in the middle of them and just say, hey, I think I should be the fucking leader. That's a lot of problems with a lot of the militias out there right now.
And that is spot on. And, you know, I just got to going round and round with there's several groups here that we're kind of working together, working out some kind of cohesion, basic SOP to where we don't lose people
for friendly fire if we have to work together, basic stuff like that. You know, just the basic tactic stuff. That's all we've got time to do, nothing special. And I just went round and round with it. Said, well, you know, Gunny, we need you back here. You know, you're too valuable, and we need you to trade them, this and that. And I told him, I said, fuck you and your bullshit, all right? I'm going to be rolling with the boys, all right? And I'm going to be the first one through the door. I've always been the first one through the door, and that's not going to fucking change. And I'm not going to send my boys out there to do something that they may not be ready to do without me being there with them. That's just not going to happen. You know, and like Carmelita was saying earlier, you know, when your ticket's up, your ticket's up. You know, the day, the time, and the place of your doom is set. It was set the day you were born. And there ain't no running from it, so you might as well just do what you got to do, and what happens is going to happen. And
exactly.
That's kind of the way I feel about it. Am I mean, is that all
fair? Yeah, that's death is going to come for us one way or another. And you know what? And I was, honestly, I was explaining this to my husband. I told him straight up. I said, look, you know, I said, one, you know, I'm not easily intimidated. I'm just not, you know, and when it comes, when shit hits the fan, everybody's adrenaline's going to be pumping. But the thing is, even though your adrenaline's pumping, you got to stay focused. You got to, and that's one thing with the individuals out there who actually served in the real military. And I do mean the real military, not this unicorn bullshit we see right now. Okay. They are focused. They are focused. They have their strategy in place. If they're smart, they've done their recon. And, I mean, not just prepping, because, you know, a lot of people are going to panic. So what's the first thing people are going to do, man? They're going to get in their vehicles, and they're going to start haul-assing. Then you got all the roads backed up and everything. But I bet you 10-1, the majority of them didn't get themselves a map, didn't find out where the back roads are or anything else. Because the first, you know, I try to explain this to everybody. Dig in, man. When shit first hits the fan, dig in.
That's like with me. I know every back road out here. You know.
Yeah, but you got to dig in. You got to dig in. Stay at your home base and keep your circle small. Keep your circle small and don't trust one motherfucker around you until you absolutely know. Because that's how I am. I mean, that's just me, guys.
Well,
one, I know how to take. I know how to take orders.
Russell,
I don't have a problem with it.
All right. Well, that's like Russell said, too. Do you know your neighbors? You know, like, but here, I don't have to worry because most of my neighbors are relatives, you know, so I know shit goes down, we protect each other over here.
I got to be concerned because I can be honest with you. That's another conversation I had last night because, see, we do have some like-minded neighbors, and trust me, very like-minded. And he's retired as well. Now, the lady next to us, you know, I know about her. The one to the right of me, nope, not going to happen. I got several red flags up on that one. The one next to that person, I have a lot of faith in him because his daughter's in, you know, law enforcement. But, you know, I've been checking out everything within my perimeter because I need at least,
what would you say, about a mile each way, right? I'd give it a mile each way.
Yeah, I would I want a mile each way in regards to my perimeter line. That way I can see, you know, I got to have where you have the high ground because the high ground is going to give you the benefit. You agree with that, Gunny? Because you're going to see what's coming.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is where I'm at because I live in the high ground just here in the desert. But I can see there's one way in, one way out. There's shortcuts. But I can see everything coming in and out. You know,
and remember, they're going to be using drones. They're going to be using drones. Remember that. Mm-hmm. You got to have, you know, I mean, I don't know if, because, I mean, I don't know how some of these militias are doing, honestly. I mean, because you got your experts, you got your marksmen, you got your sharpshooters. You need to be able to have somebody who's leading up. Like, you know, I mean, you got to have your teams. Even if it, mm-hmm. you know, teams of five, whatever. What teams are going to breach what? Who brings what to the table? If you can't, mm-hmm. if you can't shoot, you can be doing something else and loaded.
Medical.
If you can't load, then you can be doing something else. You have to have a medical team in place. Make sure you've got yourself at least a PA on your team, a medic, you know, a few medics on your team. You know how to IV. You know how to make glucose, all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
do not think they're not going to try to use chemical either. They're going to try to use chemical. Try to get your hands on an M50 mask. Do what you can.
Yeah, exactly. And along those same lines on that, you know, of course, everybody knows prepping, but and I've told people about this or whatever, and Carmelita's right. We have our AO. We have stores out there and stuff. Now, I keep enough here at the house to where I can go a month if I have to, but it's not so much shit I can't throw it in my fucking Jeep when it comes time to bug. But the last thing you want to do is when the panic hits is be, and Carmelita hit the nail on the head on that, the last thing you want to do when this kicks off and the panic starts and everybody's fleeing, the last place you want to be is in the middle of that. You want to hunker down, hold your immediate AO as long as you can safely do it. Watch, see what's happening on the ground. Have you multiple escape routes, and I'm talking about way that you don't even have to get on the road to get out, roads to your AO and stuff like that, because you do not want to be out and about when all this shit first happens and the supply lines start breaking down and everybody starts panicking. You don't want to be out in that shit.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, right then and there, guys, you got to remember something. Adrenaline's going to be pumping. Some people don't know how to put things in perspective. They're going to have their emotions all over the place and everything else. They're the ones, I'll tell you right now, they're the ones going to get your ass killed. You got to be smart about it. And that's why, you know, I'll tell you what, I was asked years ago, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm preparing because shit's going to come down the pike. And they're like, nah, that's never going to happen, not in our lifetime. I'm like, let me tell you what, it's coming. And then when I started seeing all these changes and everything else, I'm not a stupid woman. I'm like, you know, I see it and I look at it, I analyze it, and I'm telling you, they are going to do whatever they can. See, this is the one thing I wish Trump would do, okay? And I'm hoping that he will do, all right? They had the feds involved at the polling stations. Remember when the civil rights, you know? Exactly. I think he should have the feds involved. I think he have them set up in every polling station, okay? I think that they should have actual auditors, and I'm talking real auditors, not these bullshit auditors that are cheating, scheming son of a bitches either, okay? Because they're going to try to do their best to cheat, especially with this all mail-in bullshit, okay? Because the Bureau of Statistics in every state has a list of every individual is deceased, okay? And if they, you know, and that's another reason why we need voter ID, because that way we have a voter ID log, a true voter ID log, you know. Right. But the fact remains, if he can put these federal, well, I don't give a shit who they are, marshals, whatever, every polling station to be overseeing things along with these judges, who knows? But do I believe Trump's going to lose? No, I don't. Do I believe the Democrats and this Nazi radical left is going to do everything to steal this election? Yes, I do.
Yep.
Do I see the media playing? The media has been playing into this the whole time. Look what happened today. Whitmer, that crazy bitch in Michigan coming at Trump. She's a bought bitch. I'm sorry if that offends anybody listening on this radio station. I'm sorry, but she's a bought bitch, just like the one down. All these Democrat governors are responsible for destroying their own economies. And the individuals within those states These constituents need to stand up, and they need to realize that. Stop laying this shit at the president's feet. The president gave the governors the authority to do what was right for their state, and those damn governors are the ones who destroyed their own state. And what do? When they realize there's shit laying at their feet, let's blame it on the president. Well, if that's the case, I got a whole lot of shit I'd like to blame on Obama and stupid ass Biden.
Right.
And it's backed up with facts.
Right. And here's the other thing that bothers me is that, you know, with that data coming out, well, Trump knew about the virus and everything. Well, you know, he didn't want to cause a worldwide panic, and he did the right thing by not doing it.
That's a true leader, though. That's a true leader. A true leader does not put his people in panic.
Exactly. And he did just that. You know?
I mean, for shit's sake, they were hoarding up toilet paper. To this day, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell your ass has to do with the coronavirus.
Well, part because of all the diarrhea. It's the only thing I could think about, but...
But that's just it. Diarrhea is not really. They started adding shit to the virus. Okay, guys. First, was like a slight cough, a slight fever, this, and that. And then I'm telling you, that's why I said they're moving the goalposts. Think about it, guys. Russian collusion failed. Mm-hmm. Impeachment failed. Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to come out with this coronavirus. Started failing. Oh, well, we're going to have to throw these riots in there now. Ooh, okay, there we go. Ooh, let's throw some more shit in there. It's all psychological warfare, and people have got to wake up to this. It's psychological.
We see it. You know, we all know, like what Christian was saying last week, we all know we were played. Me and Russell's just saying, you know, I said this way back in December, and Latricia got mad. She found out about it, but I told Latricia months ago before this even started saying, we're being played. Why are you even bothered? Why are you going to work? Yeah. She laughed at me, but now she was mad. And I said, me and Russell predicted this 5 years ago.
Did they ban her?
I got the audio tapes that I was re-listening to. It was kind of scary because the things we talked about was like what we were talking about now. You know, we talked about it. We just didn't know when they were going to plan it.
Well, of course, guys, let me tell you what. This isn't even the tip of the iceberg. I'd say right around mid-October, then you're going to see more tip of the iceberg. September 17th, there's a rumor out that they're going to try to take over the White House. Let me tell you, that's their first mistake. That's their first mistake because there's an arsenal in there, let me tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
And they got some pretty good sniper teams, guys. I kid you not. There's some pretty good sniper teams up there in the Secret Service.
There's the other thing that's mind-boggling. Don't they know they can't burn the White House down because it's all made of stone?
They're going to do their best to do whatever destruction they can do. But the thing is, they're going to take them at the gates anyway. Do you think they're not going to have air support come in and all that? But the problem is, there again, who do we trust? I mean, come on, we're talking about Mad Dog Mattis being part of this coup. We're talking about Powell being part of this coup. We're talking about McChrystal being part of this coup. Think about this, guys. All these retired bullshit generals that have been filling their pockets and everything else. And who's the one general getting fucked over? General Flynn. Why do you think they keep going after him? Because he knows the truth. He wants the truth out there. That's why Sullivan, that piece of shit judge, okay, he's scared shitless, but he won't give up. But I'm telling you right now, they ain't got nothing on Flynn. And Flynn has all the info that can bring them down to their knees. That's why they're going after him. They are bulldogging that man.
Yep.
And that's what you got to pay attention to. Whoever they're hitting the hardest, they know can bring them down. Trump has been the biggest threat to the deep state from day one, man. They never thought he'd win. Never. And that man has not done anything wrong. It took a businessman to fulfill all the promises to this country. It took a businessman to stand up to the deep state You got Bloomberg, that piece of shit. Kumo, another piece of shit. De Blasio, all of them. You got these big donors, okay, that are feeding in to the left wing radical movement, and that's what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them what they are.
Here's the thing. It's all blown up in their faces as they do it, but they still do it.
But they're going to continue to do it. See, why do you think they think about it? All those riots. Do you notice who they're targeting? Do you see it? They're targeting business owners. And then elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the elderly people. They're going after them. Oh, you must feel like a real big man. But you know they will not. The crazy part is, and this is what I have seen, they don't approach people they think they can't intimidate. They don't approach them. And they go in crowds. They're always in crowds, but they only go towards people they can intimidate or they can instill fear in. But they need, and this is where they fail to realize, you got a lot of veterans out there. Let me tell you, they already fought the demons. So they already know what death looks like.
Whatever is being planned for tomorrow, I mean, I was talking earlier to Russell about it, but I was talking to Sheriff Mars about it, and, you know, he said, we're not sure what they're planning, but we're keeping a very close eye on them. You know, so, you
I
know,
think something bad's coming. I think something bad's going to happen. I'm going to be honest with you. I think there's going to be some incited riots. I think there's going to be something bad. Something bad is definitely going to happen. But like I said, I'm going to pay respect to the fallen. I am. I plan on doing that. And honestly, I do think the Bush administration had a lot of shit to do with the trade centers. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, I do.
Oh,
there's no doubt in my damn mind.
Well, we had specialists on this show that proved that, huh, Russell? That proved all that.
Well, let me tell you something that been keeping me very, very busy and running and stuff like that. This is a guy who runs a very large YouTube channel, website. This guy is an intel specialist. He's the guy who did all the intel to the command in Afghanistan and came home and started doing that stuff. And he was doing it all out of Austin, Texas, right? He's a civilian now. Well, I'm going to throw this out there anyway. It's a guy who runs Forward Observer.
Go for it.
ForwardObserver.com. Great intel place. I know Sam personally. I met with him about 3 weeks ago, a month ago. And anyway, he took his family and they got the hell out of Austin, Texas because it's a liberal cesspool. And they went to Bryan College Station. Well, he reached out to our group and stuff. We went and met with him. And what we're doing is we're setting up an intel network that goes from the Gulf of Mexico all the way north to Dallas, west to San Antonio, and east to Louisiana, which is a pretty big area. Anyway, we're in the process of putting this all together and stuff. And I tell you what, it's been interesting. And that guy is really one smart son of a bitch. He really is.
We ought to bring him on the show. If you invite him on,
you need to set up your comms too. You know that, William? You've got to set up some kind of comms. You really do, because I'm gonna tell you right now, you're not gonna have no cell phone service.
Oh, I know that. I'm looking at some stuff that I'm thinking about getting. So,
get a CB. I'm going to tell you right now. Find yourself an old CB. You can. They're still out there, aren't they?
Pick one up.
Yeah, pick one up. And then also there were, well, they stopped making them now because what are they called? Hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly what they're called. And if you can get your hands on them, get your hands on them now because they're trying to. Biofang. get yourself Biofang, okay? Because you can get all the channels and everything. FCC was trying to shut that shit down. But the thing is, I was smart, okay? Because I was like, ha-ha, beat you to it, assholes. So, you know, and you can get a wide range of channels and everything because you want to know what's going on at all times and everything. And then they're going to use, you know, they're going to try to jam this and they're going to try to – it's just like being out in a real-time war scenario. I mean, Gunny, you know.
Well, you know, we ran Biofang and stuff, and we've been setting up our comms network for years. And right now, we're with the ham radio stuff like that, we've got repeater towers set up. You can run ham on those beta phones. But the thing is, and it won't matter once shit hits the fan because you won't need a license to. But we can reach out 30, 40 miles with the repeaters we've got set up and that kind of stuff. Now for our team, we switched over and we're rolling with the Motorola 700 series.
Those are good radios. I've been looking at those. Those are very damn good radios.
So that's what we're running on our team comm. And then, of course, you know, we've got we have radio in the vehicle we'll be running in, you know, that we can latch on to the ham radio system we've got set up there. And like
make sure you have a lot of dry foods, too. A lot of dry foods, guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you have it. 25-year shelf. Make sure you have 25-year shelf, and make sure you get the freeze-dried meats. Make sure you get a lot of canned goods. And know what? Fuck the can opener. Get yourself the good old P8. The good old P8.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny as shit. I was out at the store. I shit you not. I'm like, Matt, he was laughing at me. And I was like, well, look at that. I need those. So what did I do? Instead of buying one, I bought freaking, I got a whole baggie full of these damn things. I got like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I bought 10 of them.
I was going through there, you know, and I always carry my P-38 and stuff like that. I was going through, and now they make, and I bought four or five of them. Man. They make the monster size ones, man. They're like three times the size of the normal one, and those things are badass, man. I've got.
Now, where can I get those? Because I'm trying
man,
to, I'm still
was,
waiting on stuff to get
you
to
know
me
what?
Right
I
now,
think,
too.
I,
that's another thing.
I'm trying to remember, but I think I fucking stumbled across those in just the surplus store, man. I was going through there looking for some stuff, ammo cans and stuff. I've been dealing with that one guy over there for, shit, 10 years, and he's always giving me good deals on shit and stuff like that, because I spent a shit bucket of money in there. I mean, fuck, man.
Right.
He discounts the stuff to me, and if I pay him cash, he don't charge taxes either.
Well, see, that's a good thing. I'm looking at the I was talking to a friend of mine, and they have level 3 drywall. And I'm actually looking up and looking at some level 3 drywall for the windows and everything. Because, I mean, this is an acre of land, but I'm going somewhere with somebody tomorrow. He owns 35 acres, and he wants me to take him out there. He says, I want to show you what I have. He said, you pick out what acres you want. He says, just pick them out. You know, and this man, you know, he says, I was out there for a while, my RV and all that. He says, my biggest fear in life is just being alone. I don't like being alone. And tomorrow I'm supposed to go out there and just take a look at what he has. And I'll be honest with you, I am. I'm going to go out there, and if it needs a bush hog, then I'll go out there and bush hog. I don't care. I'll take whatever time I have to do and get out there and bush hog down some shit. But I'll tell you what, I mean, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, I'm keeping my ears open. I'm paying attention to my surroundings. I don't let anyone get real close. And the thing is, don't be by yourself. I know it might sound stupid, guys, but, I mean, Gunny knows. You go in a group. Have a battle buddy. Just like you're out in the field, have a battle buddy.
Yep.
It's that simple because you got some punks out there. And the majority of these people, they're a bunch of meth heads that are being hired. I shit you not.
Yep.
The majority are drug addicts with big mouths.
That's true. I don't mean to be derogatory or anything, but that is some of the absolutely most butt-ugly women I've ever seen in my entire life.
I was just going to say, most of them look like they were born out of pig's ass.
Look, I don't know what they are, okay? I'm still trying to figure them out, and that's coming from a female. Look, if I see a beautiful woman, I'll call it out and say she's a beautiful woman. But what I've seen thus far in these things, for the love of God, they either need to go to Jenny Craig or some diet place and lose that fat ass of theirs, or they need, and you know, I don't get it with the purple hair, the blue hair, the pink hair. You got piercings all through your whole fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of God, I'll all just right, take I a got, magnet. There you go. Take a magnet and put it on them.
I've got a question for you and Joseph, and I want to hear your individual answers on this, okay?
Okay.
Who's been hit on the chin with more balls? Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, because she has to work her way up the ladder like that. I mean, hell, it's a wonder she don't have a set of balls hanging down from her chin.
No. She had to get on her hands and knees to get up to the top.
Oh, did you see her family? Did you see her family, guys? Did you see a picture of her family? Oh, but she's going to be the... She's going for the first black female VP. Get the fuck out of here. First of all, her husband is white as can be. Her children are as white as can be. And she's not even full African-American. And it's like everybody wants to go on this color shit. What the hell happened to people running on what platform the individual stands for? I mean, it's got to be the color of your skin.
All that shit died. All that shit died long ago. What we're witnessing is, I don't even quite know how to describe it, man. You've got white people fucking running around there calling for the death of white people. And you've got, you know, you see that shit, you're like, hey, dude, did you know you're white? You know,
right, you got 80% of the whites out there shouting "Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter." Where are all the blacks at?
I'm sorry, you know, when they say shit like that, I'm like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. All lives matter, you dumbass. Because if all lives did matter, we wouldn't have humanity. You're a bunch of dumbass people.
I pissed off one guy yesterday, Russell.
What do you
Russell, I pissed off. Go ahead.
Yeah, tomorrow I need you to get hold of
that. What do you get when you cross a Kamala Harris and a pig?
What do you get when you got what?
When you cross Kamala Harris and a pig.
Oh, shit. This one's going to be good.
I know
it's going to be good.
Nobody knows.
I don't know that one, Gunny. I don't know that one.
A blowfish?
Nobody knows. There's something the pig won't do.
Oh, shit.
What? Hey, Russell, I pissed off one guy yesterday on a post that I did, and I said, I think I'm going to go ahead and support BLM. And one guy was like, why the hell are you going to support BLM? I go, because bacon lives matter. He goes, oh, fuck you.
Oh, and by the way, guys, get a load of this. But the soldiers can get BLM put on them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, they can get that put on them.
Yeah. You can't wear your American flags or anything, but you can wear Black Lives Matter or whatever. You can't wear
you
your American flag, but you can wear that.
Shit. Let me tell you what. My husband will tell you, I went out. I shit you not. I had my red, white, and blue American leggings on with a Latinos for Trump shirt on, my Trump hat on, and a Trump sticker. And I double dared a motherfucker to come up to me. I double dare you to come up to me. I'll tell you, you'll be seeing it. You'll be seeing it on national news. You will be seeing it on national news. Puerto Rican woman goes ape shit.
Well, guys, it's that time and everything. Unless you want to continue for a little bit more longer, but I tell you what, whatever's going to happen tomorrow is going to happen, you know. And everything.
I'll tell you what, my God, my blessings go out. My blessings go out to the Proud Boys. My blessings go out to all the militias out there that are actually going to stand up for their constitutional oath that they took. My blessings go out to all those who are too blind to see what's happening in front of them because they're just scared shitless. And my blessings go out to the President of the United States and his family. I truly believe in my heart this man was sent to save our nation. But the problem is it's going to take us to help him save it.
Oh, well, you know what? Before I sign off here, guys, because I got shit I got to do tomorrow. I got an early day. But before I sign off, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, the next person that comes up to me in their wishy little fucking unarmed fucking, I'm a conservative Christian ass and go, oh, well, you know, there's no need for this. God's got this. I'm going to fucking throat punch you. All right?
Right. Right.
There's no need for this. Are you serious? Sometimes God needs a little help. So I think I'll take God's army.
You know what my pastor says about that, Russell?
And
run away from those kind of people.
I wholeheartedly believe in God, Jesus Christ, but I also, my God's not a pussy, and he doesn't expect his people to be pussy. And these little mealy mouths, oh, we're going to get whisked away before anything bad happens. Why don't you just put on a BLM t-shirt and go out there and become another let's fucking Negro sisterhood hoe?
As far as I'm concerned, in order to beat the enemy, what do you do, guys? You of all things, though, Gunny. You got to become the enemy.
There's no such thing as a negotiated peace. The only true victory only comes through defeating your enemy. And how do you defeat your enemy? You kill them, and you kill them, and you keep killing them until they beg for the killing to stop, and they surrender unconditionally. There is no such thing as a negotiated peace, period.
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, to all the enemies out there in the world, if we run out of deer, do not think I won't eat your ass.
And that was worded by General MacArthur.
I'm telling you, we just need to stay prepared. We need to really, really stay focused. That's the main thing. Stay focused and always fact check our own shit. If we hear it, check it. Check it and make sure it's dead on.
We always do. And when I run into something, I'll get a hold of Russell or I'll get a hold of you or Virgil. Then I'll get a hold of some other things to make sure.
When this does kick off, I'm going to be fighting this time in a little bit of a different environment, something I've never dealt with before. But when they kick this off and these people want to do this, I don't know how well I can operate with a chubby.
Okay, this is what you do. This is advice from a woman. Just keep a bucket of ice by you and it'll take it down in seconds. You'll be good.
All right, guys, we'll go ahead and sign off. And we see
you
all.
Hey, I love you guys. I love you guys. If you need anything, Gunny, I sent you my number on the messenger caller. So if you need anything, William, hit me up because I can honestly say, I don't know, we're pretty well set. What do you think?
I just ordered some medical supplies, so I should be getting that in a couple days.
I know something I wanted to ask you about. Are they gonna let your husband EAS out?
Nope.
Not
really? Right now, but guess what? They forgot he had a bitch of a wife, so I got the list. So we're going through all his paperwork, and we're going to drop that bitch like it's hot. And I'm not going to lie, when it's all done and over and that DD-214's in hand, yes, I'm going to be outside the gate. I am going to drop my pants, and it's going to say a certain something on my ass, and my two middle fingers will be up in the air. Yes, indeed. I'll make sure I am off the property. But that's exactly what I plan to do. So that might be in military time.
Are you gonna need bail?
All right, guys.
And trust me, I'm gonna make it bright enough that it shines off the cheeks of my ass.
All right, guys.
But yeah, we have the list, and we're getting ready to get everything together, get the packet together, and we're dropping it. I'm done. And when I say I'm done.
Tell him hello for everybody, and we'll catch y'all on Monday. Good night, America.
All right, everybody.
All right,
we'll catch y'all Monday night. Y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to y'all later on. Till then, y'all.
God
safe.
Bless y'all.
Good night, everyone.
All right. God bless y'all.
Good night.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break?